This is Ouch My Wallet, hosted by Robert Simmons, a production of the TF Talk Network. Hello and welcome to Ouch My Wallet on, what is it, September?
It's October.
September.
It has been a while. October 23rd. I'm your host, Rob Simmons, back. It's been like, I think 3 weeks since I've been on, because last week we didn't have anyone for the show, and then the 2 weeks before that I had other obligations, so it's good to be back. With me today, we have a special guest, Black Arachnia.
Hello.
Buddy of mine in the area. For a long time.
10 years, probably? Yeah. Like 2007, maybe?
Something like that, yeah. But we'll be driving up to TFCon tomorrow. And then also with us, we have Amber.
Hi!
And
hi! 2 days from TFCon,
I'm so excited to fly out tomorrow.
Where are you flying from?
Are you going too? That's awesome. Take over.
And hi,
your cat.
Also, Roxy's here. Roxy's here.
What a baby. What a baby.
And hi, Green Turtle, as well, joining us in chat. So, yeah, it is a...
Hey, Green Turtle.
It has been a long time. You know what? I'm going to do Dealer's Choice and go first tonight.
Nice. If you don't know what the show is, just take control of the situation.
And yammer about toys, and we honestly dovetail into random crap a lot, which is fun.
Yay, I like dubs and tails.
Moving on from that, your dreams.
Man, I just make stuff up.
Kissing. We.
Oh no!
Chris, I've never heard that as an adjective before.
But we talk about what toys we got in recently. And it'd been so long, you'd think I'd have a bunch of toys, and I have some stuff coming in. I was really hoping it would get here for the show today, because after TFCon, I'll have a bunch of other stuff to talk about, you know? But it didn't, so I'll just have even more stuff to backlog. I had actually dabbled in Cyberverse the past few weeks.
Yeah.
Ooh, yay. Ooh, yay.
So, this is going to piss you off. You may need to plug your ears.
Oh, no.
I bought Cheetor, and I've returned it. Amber and the guy with the cat, their voices repeat. Okay, we're getting some echo here. Thanks for letting us know, guys. I did a test and it sounded good. Oh, it should be fixed now. Sorry, I had an extra person unmuted. Let us know if it sounds good now, guys. Again, sorry about that. But yeah, I liked Cheetor himself. I thought he was cool.
Yeah.
But it was just one of those, I was like, man, $20 just for that. Him, yeah. Given that I buy a lot of other stuff.
Right.
I was just, I couldn't do it. I didn't hate him. I thought the power armor was stupid.
Yeah.
Like, kids might love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's totally fine, but I just was like.
What comes with a submarine, right?
Yeah.
And then it's just on the shoulder, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought it just for the nostalgia and, you know, give Hasbro money and be like, hey, I like this. Make more of this.
But, yeah.
I mean, it's not even as good as the Universe Cheetor, and that was terrible. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah.
That was a terrible figure. It wanted so bad to be a good figure, and it just wasn't.
But, I mean,
wasn't.
At least we got Masterpiece Cheetor, so
it
balances out.
I don't like that one either. Sorry, friend.
You don't like Masterpiece Cheetor?
What?
I mean, he's super fiddly in beast mode, sure, but...
That is why I don't like him.
What about...
He looks fantastic. I've owned him twice, and I just don't like the toy. He looks incredible, though.
Yeah, I mean, he looks just like the CGI. I especially like that they have, like, the pixelated shoulder...
Yeah, things. The way they do the paint.
Yeah, the paint too, like the spots, yeah.
Yeah. The Titanium Cheetor, which I have over there...
For that, Beast Machines?
Yeah, I thought that one was pretty good.
Yeah, that's the best Beast Machines, in my opinion.
That's not a hard thing to do. It's either that or the McDonald's one.
Well,
right?
Night Slash Cheetors, people like that one.
Yeah,
That's true. Night Slash is pretty good.
Personally,
I
like Deco better.
Me too.
Doesn't Cats Can glow
Love
in the dark?
Cats Can.
Yeah. Like, he's like got a little cybernetic.
Yeah, he does.
Implants, I guess, that glow in the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's super lit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'd heard about how Cyberverse wasn't crap anymore, so I picked up a few. And that was one because I'm a Beast Wars fan. Not as much as you are, necessarily, but I mean, I do love Beast Wars. Sure, yeah. And I love Cheetor, and I just was like, I was looking at my budget, and I just was like, you know, got Unicron, I got Masterpiece 44. I mean, I buy expensive crap, and I just was like, I don't have space, you know.
The Unicron, the Hasbro Pulse one?
Yeah.
Oh, you did
buy one too? Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice. And then I also picked up the Voyager Slipstream, and I thought that was just complete turds.
Is it this one?
No, it's a big one. It's like this big.
Is it like... She had like three releases.
It was not good, and so I took it back as well. But and then the other day I found another one there. I was like, all right, I'm gonna try it again. And I got the kind of like deluxe sized Slipstream here, and this one I felt was okay to keep. Is kind of where I landed on it. It is not great. I mean, it looks nice, you know, as far as sitting on the shelf for my little Slipstream corner I have over there. You know, it's kind of like, you know, it'd be fun to get them all, but I couldn't make myself keep that large.
Yeah.
The large one. This one's really bad from the back. The legs are just complete garbage.
Yeah.
There's no,
oh, no
knee joints or ankle joints. The leg is just one huge ass piece, and it's pretty bad. But, and it's got, you know, automorph gimmicks where it spins and stuff that is also bad. But it looks all right, and it does transform into a plane. So, and it was cheap enough. I was like, I'll keep this one.
Maybe they'll do another one in the new Cyberverse thing where they're actually deluxes and no turn bugs.
Like they're gonna do.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't hear about that.
Without the power armor stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's coming out in the spring.
Well, maybe I have.
The
first wave has a build a figure Macadam, which is pretty neat.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
because
he's a build a figure.
Yeah.
He's a build a figure.
Which I hate.
Yeah.
Absolutely hate that.
Transmutate was the best. Like, I mean, he falls over. There's she falls
one.
Over.
There's only one.
Well, I mean, like, the best Build-A-Figure.
There's she's only the one to compare it to.
I love her. She really did like the wax all the time. Like, I'm pretty sure mine is, like, warped.
It was not good.
Transmutate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's up there on the shelf, but yeah, her leg is...
Oh, yeah.
Also, she gave me nightmares.
Really?
Kid,
that episode's so beautiful.
Yeah. I know that now as an adult. Like,
where it was the most important and the most impactful. Don't bully. How dare you, Christian?
But you were older than I was for that.
Hey, Christian's just...
You're older than
Christian's
I am.
The baby
That's just
the
fact.
Oh, except for maybe Serge now, I guess. But...
Sergio.
Yeah, Sergio. Yeah.
Sergio and Jack are both much younger than I am.
Oh, Jack. Yeah, Jack is super young. Oh, you don't think you know Jack?
Sergio's 5 years younger than I am, and Jack is like 7 years younger than I am.
And this is a different Jack.
Oh, then I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Jack we recruited last year.
I doubt he's coming. Yeah. Hey, if you are.
Probably not. Aww. But maybe.
So what else did you get?
That's all I have. I mean, I got some other cool stuff coming in, but it's going to be that on top of all the TFCon goodies. Even though I'm thinking I might not buy many actual Transformers there, but it'll be third party and GoBots and Rock Lords. So I think it'll be a fun haul if I can find what I'm looking for. But
why does everyone look for Rock Lords right now?
I've always looked for Rock Lords.
Yeah.
I bought two last year.
And then I bought a third one at a local con.
They look really interesting.
They're doofy, but they're fun.
They're powerful living rocks.
I know. It sounds like a fun
it's
gimmick.
It's a very silly gimmick.
It's, if you don't have a Rock Lord, you should get a Rock Lord because it's very fun.
I might pick one up at TFCon. I've got my eye on that third party the Mastermind Creations Bulkhead, though.
I'm definitely getting that.
That one just, yeah. I didn't care for the exclusives, and then they launched that one, and I'm like, I don't have a first edition Bulkhead. I need this to go with Breakdown.
Yeah, so Amber loves Prime, and Amber loves Skywarp.
Hi, yes.
Okay, cool.
Those are her crushes.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Prime's great.
Cool. Like, I didn't know.
Wait,
that.
The show Prime now I know. Or the character? Yes.
Show Prime. The show Prime. My favorite character is Breakdown, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Nice.
My favorite character in Breakdown, my favorite show is, actually my favorite show is animated. I like animated more than Prime, because Prime had its fair share of big issues. But then Breakdown is my husband, and Skywarp is like my second, like right behind him.
Yeah, Prime and animated are, and Robots in Disguise 01 and Beast Wars obviously are kind of my favorites.
R.I.D. I had a lot of fun with. A lot of people hated that show, and I'm like, why? It's a good show.
You mean the original one
or the second one?
No, the new one, the 2015.
Oh, I couldn't get into it. Like 13 episodes. I'd like the 01 one. I was like, this is a such a chore.
I went back to watch R.I.D. original, and I wanted to shoot myself.
Really?
Oh.
It's so, like,
I mean, it was
campy.
A good show. It was really funny to watch and get a chance to like go back and. Because R.I.D. was before I started getting into Transformers. Because I got into Transformers in the Unicron trilogy.
Okay.
So, like, I went back to R.I.D. like directly before that and watched that. And was, I don't know what the heck's going on in this show. But it's fun.
I don't think they did either. They just did a whole bunch of crap.
Yeah, no.
I guess later on with the, it's been a while since I've seen the show. The Omega Sword thing, I think.
Mm. I made myself suffer through them.
And,
am I the only one who liked it?
No, I liked it. Don't worry about it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Sideburn review.
You remember that time?
Yeah.
Remember the sideburn thing? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's one of those, like, you don't take it seriously. It's super.
No, yeah.
Like,
I mean, it was, I will say it was a lot of fun going back to watch that show and finally figuring out what character this toy was that I got from the Transformers Collectors Club was. I was like, who is this character? Like, way back when I got him, and now I know.
Yeah.
All right, so like, since we've mentioned it twice. Black Arachne, do you want to tell that story? Because it's a cute story.
With Sideburn at TFCC?
Yeah.
What year was that? It was some BotCon.
It had to be, it was 11, because we were in Pasadena.
Okay.
Mm.
And they announced Sideburn as the freebie figure for the next year of membership.
We're the only do you curse?
Yeah, go ahead.
Only two motherfuckers that, like, fucking freaked out. Like, we, like, blasted on each other. We were like, oh my god!
We were like
hugging
and jumping up and down and cheering,
and then everybody
and
else was
just quiet. It's so great.
Oh no!
I still love that toy.
Me too.
Yeah,
I really wanted the Fans Project armor as an upgrade for it, but they didn't make it.
Yeah. I have not taken mine out of the box.
Mine's right there. He has survived the culling so far. I mean, I think he'll last for a while.
If I remember correctly, I believe my sideburn was one of the ones that suffered from the "this box is too small, so shit got bent" syndrome in shipping, and yeah.
I mean, I really like, you know, as BotCon has moved further into the past, like in TFCon, there were so many exclusives that they did that were really, really good ones. A lot of not so good ones, but sideburns, a good one.
Yeah.
At least I think so. I know. I think the whole community, not so much.
Yeah. But I understand that it's campy. You know, I like some of the shtick after the fact of it, like you know, speaking in I just blanked on the word haikus the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was Skybite.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm saying, like, you know, it's silly, and I can enjoy some of the shtick stuff in it. But like watching it, you know, 22 minutes at a time, it wore thin on me. But that's me. I'm crotchety old man Simmons. So.
Although Christian and I, did you watch it when it aired?
I quit watching when it aired because I didn't like it. I came back later and liked it.
Oh, I was going to say, maybe we liked it because we were young, but never mind.
I started watching it when I was 16.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you were still.
I went back and watched it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So since Black Arachne is our special guest, he doesn't have any toys with him that he got, but I grabbed a couple that he had recently gotten, if you want to.
Yeah.
Yammer about one or two of them.
Well, I haven't opened them because I have this terrible habit of just throwing shit in a corner and whatever. But
oh, no.
Springer. I love Transformers the movie, too, the original. And then, what's this guy? Quackles?
Quackles.
Quackles, yeah. So those are two that I got. And then any of the Fembots that came out, so. Oh, God.
But why did you get Quackles? Make sure you tell everyone why you have Quackles.
All, like, the exclusive that came out on, like, Generation Selects.
And, yeah.
Slipstreams, the Cheetor Skypipe guys.
Got it.
So Fembots and Beast Wars are kind of, that's where my...
Yeah, I'm hoping that with the Fembops, I know Anna's not here to express her opinion, but, you know, like, we're glad we got them, but God, that mold sucks. And why'd they have to get that mold to run into the ground? Why couldn't you use the good mold? Like the RC mold. The RC mold's great. Why did
we need 36? The RC mold's fantastic.
So Christian could make a display of them. That's why. the Seekers.
Oh, the Seekers. Oh, my God. Yeah, what do you want about my Seekers?
Well, he was just like, why did we have to run that mold in the ground? Oh, can we talk about the Seekers? Let's talk
about the mold that's running
the ground. Yeah, I've got like, how many of them do I end up having? I think it's like 31 Seekers that I have. I haven't put that display back up since I moved.
Who was the original mold for that? Was it Moonracer? It wasn't Chromium.
Yes.
Yeah, Moonracer, right? Not the best
one. And then we molded the Chromium. The characters,
I guess. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's why I bought them, and I've had them for now until somebody does something nicer.
Better. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, beggars can't be choosers. It was just like, they did it. Holy crap. Yeah. You know, they got new heads. That's
same,
nice.
Same with Nightbird. The Takara one is better.
Nightbird's probably the best of that group.
The best usage of the mold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lancer, I didn't really like. It was too garish. I wish there was more lavender thrown in.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a bit primary.
Yeah.
Instead of a basic bitch, she's a primary bitch.
She's very neon. Like you said, garish.
Yeah. I mean, I like some neon. I like some garish. Same. I think I've come around to where if I can pick up the G2 Mirage, I'm going to do it at TFCon.
Same.
Like
I haven't decided on that one.
Like, I like it, but I'm like, man, that'd be my third version of the mold. And
spoiler alert, if it was a redeco of this toy, I would get it easily. No problem.
Yeah, that's $20. That's super easy. This one's 110.
Yeah.
It's a bit different.
And I have Sphinx, and I'm supposed to be out of MPM.
So, who wants to go next? Neither of y'all have been on in a while. I think Amber might have been longer since she's been on.
I was on last episode, so.
Oh, that's right. It was 2 weeks ago. I didn't host.
There you go. Yeah, I thought I had more than I did, but that's mostly because I'm gearing up for TFCon and I'm like trying to save money and all of this other stuff. But I do have a couple of toys that I did pick up, and then one that I didn't get to talk about last time. I know nothing about this guy, but I picked him up because I bought a bunch of other Transformers from him. Apparently, he's a Power Rangers toy. he is a friend, and wow. He's a police car, and he makes noise. And it's like my favorite thing on the planet right now.
It looks like a Brave toy. I mean, if somebody says Power Rangers, I'll believe them. But it makes me think of like a Brave toy.
He didn't know either. He just said that he was a friend-shaped police car, and I'm like, I will buy your friend-shaped police car.
Well, so, friend-shaped?
Friend-shaped police car. He is from 1996.
Is it Takara? Do you see a Takara
stamp on it? Bandai.
Bandai. Yeah. Okay, so it's Power Rangers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that was, I don't know, I know nothing about him. I just thought he looked neat, and he was cheap. So I was like, well, throw him in the box. I'm buying other Transformers from you anyway. Another one, I was out in Arizona visiting a friend of mine, and as I've said before, I'm kind of a sucker for Prime. I'm also a giant sucker for cannon fodder characters. So the Vehicons interest me to no end. I can't even tell you how many Vehicons I have at this point. But I saw this guy at a local comic shop because I was waiting for friends of mine. This is my first silver one and my first flyer, so I'm really excited about that.
Was that a Japanese release?
Yes, yeah. This is a Takara release. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jet this Vehicon is the General.
The Arms Micron. Yeah. Jet Vehicon General. This is my first flyer, so I'm really excited about that. And then his little Arms Micron, I believe, turns into a gecko or an iguana or something. I believe that's what that one is.
Hold it up to the camera there, and I can tell you.
I mean, he's.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Igu.
It's the iguana one, I think. Yeah. Some sort of lizard.
Yeah.
He's cute.
Yeah, we got ridiculous of those in BotCon as the clones.
Yeah, 2014.
Right? Oh, right. Uh-huh. I remember that. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm really excited about him. This is, again, my first flyer, so, like, transforming this guy. I will never stop screaming about the way that their legs transform. How everything just folds up. And it's so cool. And I want more toys to do that. Like, that was definitely one of the cooler things.
I know it's not Prime, but they did Lockdown in, like, one of the movie lines. And he does that too. Not as cool as that, but where it's like a car, and then he like grows way taller than he should. That's really
oh my
cool
god! Yes, the movie Lockdown toy is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. It's rave about that one a lot.
Yeah.
Zaldron in chat, he's one of our regulars, says that that's Robo Racer from Power Rangers Turbo.
Nice.
Thank you. I didn't know.
Put a post-it note on it.
Exactly. I mean, if I had put it out to Twitter, somebody would have told me. But I was like, you know what? I'm too lazy for this. I'm just going to put it on the podcast and see what people say.
I kind of prefer friend-shaped police robot.
I know.
Robo-racer.
Friend-shaped police robot. I liked him a lot. So I had to buy them. I had to buy him. I'm kind of a sucker for police cars, so that doesn't help.
Maybe we're all friend-shaped.
Oh, speaking of Barricade, also got him. Did you get Barricade? Have you found him yet? For our siege?
Yeah. Siege Barricade? Not yet. I have not found him yet. I haven't been hunting because I've been strictly saving for TFCon. So,
so you're hiding in a closet, trying to put all your coins in the purse? And
the only thing currently active out that I want is BotBots, and I'm trying really hard not to go to Target.
BotBots are my thing.
I love BotBots, but I also hate blind bags. Yeah. So I'm hoping that somebody at TFCon will have a bunch of them open and I can just pick which ones I want.
You need to bring your extras.
No, you can just... I don't have any more extras. I sold them to you.
Oh. I bought 10.
Yeah, you know the numbers on the back of the card mean which one's in there, right?
Okay. That I did not know. I actually don't have any BotBots. The only ones I'm really interested in are the holiday ones, the Christmas and the...
Everyone seems to be pretty interested in those.
They're so cool. Yeah. I mean, I'm a sucker for Halloween, so they're so... I need the Halloween ones so bad. They're so cool.
I have all 216 BotBots.
Oh my goodness. I mean, they're an easy purchase.
How many did they announce? Because they just announced more, right? Or did they announce that they're going to announce more?
They announced that they didn't even announce. They said in a back room at New York Comic Con that they're going to announce Series 4 on this weekend at London Comic Con. And due to some investigation work, I found out that three new series from Series 4 have just shipped out from the Vietnam manufacturing plant because I read a bill of lading. this is how crazy it's getting with Christian and Bob. There's going to be a science team, a magic shop team, and a home goods team.
The five packs I need the science. Shipped. Oh, I need the science team. Uh-oh.
So we should see the first images of those this weekend.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
So we'll be at TFCon, London Comic Con will be happening at the same time, and we'll announce BotBots, and I'll go crazy, and then everyone gets to see me go crazy in person. It'll be great.
We love it.
I mean, that works.
Yeah.
I only have two more things, but they're not
are they robots?
Official? They're not official. I mean, one of them is technically a robot. It's just not made of metal or plastic.
Bring it.
Interesting.
I'm gonna talk a hot second just because I like buying fan-made stuff.
Oh yeah.
And these guys recently showed up at my door. This one is by a friend of mine. It's a little scraplet.
Aww.
And it's painted like Breakdown.
Oh, cool.
So
yeah.
Is that the scraplet from Cyberverse?
No, this is Prime scraplet.
Okay. I don't remember. I've watched them, but I don't remember.
They look pretty much the same. But that's really cute. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, basically the same. The scraplets in Cyberverse have larger heads, tinier bodies. Yeah. And they're flat on top.
Yeah.
These ones are, like, more rounded. Anyway, but that's him. A friend of mine makes these. They've got a magnet in the bottom, so you can, like, take the magnet off and, like, pin it to your shirt so he stays on your shoulder.
Aww.
And then it also has a magnet in the mouth. She made me a little Breakdown hammer.
Aww.
And the little magnet. Oops. If I can get him to stay for a hot second.
Magnets. How the fuck do they work?
He holds onto the magnet.
That's hella cute.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Does she have like a website or something we can Hawker website out for?
Yeah.
I don't know. Twitter is ArtzRachel, A-R-T-Z, and then Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L. She will be wandering around TFCon with a bunch of these for sale on Friday.
So hit her up.
So, yeah, if anybody's interested, you just look for her. I mean, she's got, like, scraplets all over her shirt and all over her hat. And she's got, like, a life-size one that she's putting on her head.
Oh, my.
It's, like, it's wow. Huge. He's so pretty. But she makes these. I don't know. They're really cute. Anyway, and then the last one, really quickly, I wanted to hawk because I love my friend's stuff as well. These are little plushy seekers. I'm a sucker for G1 seekers, so.
That's cool.
A friend of mine makes these. These are made by Shattered Needle on Twitter. I buy a lot from her, and they're just cute. I don't know if she's going to have any more of these ones particularly for sale, but yeah, that's all what I got, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah, those
are
cute.
Yeah, I like cute things.
All right, well, lay it on us, Christian. You've been moving around boxes, and I know some of that is moving boxes, but I assume some of it is new toy crap boxes.
Yes, so I have just opened 3 boxes of new toy stuff because I've been busy.
Oh, no.
But I want to show you the stuff that I didn't have to open first.
Is that
first and foremost,
Windraiser in the background?
I've got Omega.
Oh, boy.
Is what, who in the background?
Windraiser? Sorry. Omega Supreme can wait. Top shelf? No, I can't.
I have a T1 Flats drink up there.
No, just
there's a G1 Soundwave reissue up there.
Me. Sorry, I ruined your moment.
Oh, no.
No, I don't have one. I also got, we reviewed it on Microcasters last night. So
we're so formal
here. I got.
And which
got the Amazon 3-pack.
If you want to see more of Christian's thoughts on those, you can watch Microcasters from last night.
Yeah,
see that? Synergy.
Synergy. All right, and everything now is just stuff that I just opened. You saw this normal Mirage. I'm going to take.
Do you like the mold?
Bits of this.
Because, like, y'all were talking.
I do like the mold. It's very good.
Y'all were talking about how crappy the clear blue one was yesterday, but, you know, I didn't know if they were overall.
Talk about how good the mold was.
Okay.
So I'm taking parts of this one and blending it onto this one. So he's, like, mid shift.
Oh, cool.
I think it might look cool.
That will. Yeah.
I just haven't opened this yet, so that'll be later. I also got in a Chosen Prime order, finally. I've had these guys waiting in my stash for a while, and I'm going to get their G2 repaints this weekend.
He's holding up the X-Trans Bots Dead End and Drag Strip. Or is that Wild Rider? I think it's Dead End, isn't it? The red one? That's Dead End.
Dead End. Yeah. Drag Strip.
Yeah, those are awesome toys. I absolutely love those.
I liked the other two, Wild Rider and Breakdown, and I just hadn't shipped these yet. I wasn't ready to get them. I've moved around a lot. Anyway, I have them now. I'm going to open them. They're going to be great. I got Studio Series Ironhide upgrade kit.
Ooh.
It's supposed to make him, you know, better. Okay. I don't know which one of these I'm more excited about. Let's keep it Transformers first, though. I got the Flame Toys Megatron model kit.
Oh, we
which
just lost
the IDW Autobot Megatron.
Man, Christian's getting shit all over. I'm sorry.
we lost Amber here. I'm going to see if I can add her back.
Your moment. Oh, no.
Sorry. But yeah, so have you put together the Prime? I know Anna put together a Prime. Welcome back.
Sorry!
And Rick recently...
This is my first one of these, so I've not put together anything.
Okay, and then Rick recently... put together the Prime one on Cut the Tape. If y'all want to check that out, that's from a couple weeks ago. But so yeah,
ooh,
I hear they're fun.
I can't wait to get my hands on mine. I'm so excited.
Yep, I was very excited to get him. I just didn't realize I wouldn't have any time to do it before I went to TFCon. So he's just here. And then speaking of model kits, I also got apparently a really banged up Ava Unit 1 model kit.
I have yet to watch that. I feel like I'm one of the few nerds that hasn't watched that yet.
I just got the
Bio Convoy
repaint in that. I don't know where it's from. But, I mean, it's pretty, and I recognize the character, so that's cool.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I'm with you there, Robert. I don't know that.
Yeah.
I watched it when it went to Netflix over the summer.
What was the show?
And,
Evangelion.
Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Something that came out when I was in, like, high school.
Is Evangelion, like... Are there multiple series of it, and so Neon Genesis is one of them, or
nope, it's just the one.
Okay.
Well,
I had a friend explain it to me, and it was
movie, and then there's like four new movies. That's it.
Okay. Zaldron
apparently
says,
Evangelion is really screwed up.
Yeah, Zaldron says Eva's why he drinks. So,
oh,
that's
yeah.
a good reason to drink.
Yeah.
I was okay. So I was prepared for, you know, fun Japanese mecha show. Great, done. I was not prepared for what Eva actually ended up being. That's why I'm watching it again, kind of slowly, so I can actually get all the nuance and stuff. But
there's a lot to unpack with that, from what I understand.
There's a lot to unpack at all times, but I'm very excited to have Unit 1. It's the main one from the series, and I will build it.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
So it's a model kit? Like, is it as detailed as the other ones, or do you know yet?
The other what?
The Megatron you were just showing. Like, is it like...
Oh, I don't know. I haven't opened either one of them. Okay. They are supposed to be about the same.
Okay.
This is a Bandai kit, and it had really good reviews. People said it's very well detailed, so I trusted that and bought it.
Cool.
The product images look like it's very well detailed, so...
I watched a Jobby the Hong review of something that looks like that, but I don't know if it was the model kit or just a standalone figure of it.
They have made a lot of toys and kits of it over the years. I mean, it's been out for 20 years. It's been popular for 20 years. So they've made tons of stuff. So it's hard to figure out which thing to get. So even though I watched it over the summer, I was like, oh, I really would like to have that on my shelf. It took me a while to figure out which thing to get.
Okay.
And it's this one, hopefully. And if I like this one, I'll get a couple of the other mechs that are in the show as well. And if you're a big Eva fan watching, I know they're not actually mechs, but these guys don't, so.
Well, yeah. Spoiler. we'll just have to bleep that out.
Don't worry. I know my stuff.
Do you have more?
I know enough.
They aren't.
I know enough to go into that show with guarded thoughts.
Yes.
What is it about? And what's so...
Is there a general non-spoilery like opening plot line? Like, you know, like I understand if it may twist and turn.
So
but
the basic premise is that Shinji, that's him right there, he's the main character. He has to pilot Unit 1 in order to save the world from existential threat of aliens called Angels. They're trying to attack the world, and the Evas are built to destroy them.
Okay.
That sounds cool.
There you go.
Can I get Mass Effect vibes, I guess? Maybe?
I've not played Mass Effect, so I can't relate. Sorry.
No, not like Mass Effect. I mean, yes and no. There's a lot to... like, Evangelion is... highly detailed, extremely dense, like story, like badly story driven. Like, I can't even begin to describe what I've heard. I can't even begin to describe. But
you should watch it. It's very good. Just pace yourself. Don't binge it. I did. Yeah. And I was like, and now I'm going through it a bit slower, and it's much better.
Like, I've been, I'm a big fan of David Lynch, and. You know, like he had the Twin Peaks, The Return was not too long ago, aired on like Netflix or something or Showtime, I can't remember. Anyways, I'm currently in the middle of a dude uploaded a 4.5-hour YouTube video of explaining what that show is about. Wow. 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've read the other theories here and there throughout the times, like going back to like the 90s TV show to then like there was a movie and then they just did this new season. And the new season just like absolutely like, it's a trip. There's a couple of like really artsy episodes in there that have no idea what the hell's going on. This guy's making a lot of sense, but yeah, you know, watching it in stages because it's 4.5 hours of explaining like all the symbolism that's in it because that's how David Lynch rolls. But
I've easily done that much time afterwards trying to look into everything with Eva. So probably pretty similar.
Yeah. Yeah. Every one of David Lynch's movies has like a cult around it trying to figure out what means what, because it's all symbolism. I mean, there's storylines there, absolutely, but yeah, it just made me think of that. Yeah, I'll have to add that to my queue to watch at some point. Like, is it good? Because like Amber's made me think, like, I can't tell if Amber likes it or not. It sounds like you like it, even though it's kind of twisted. I feel like Amber might kind of regret watching it.
From what I've heard about it, it's incredibly dense, it's hard to understand if you just barely watch it. And I unfortunately just barely watch things because I'm so busy. Like, I usually just put something on in the background to just, like, have noise. Yeah, and apparently you can't do that with Evangelion because you'll get lost.
Can confirm. You can't. I tried. Yeah. And I was like, wait a minute. I just missed, like, a whole episode of stuff. You can't do that.
Yeah. And it's, and from what I understand, I mean, it's, I don't mind information heavy things. It's the content itself that's the issue.
Yes. I've heard it gets pretty deep. It gets pretty heavy.
That's what you're alluding to. Like, is there anything that you can say content-wise that it's about without, like, spoilers or anything?
So, more broadly, I mean, if you want to talk about that sort of stuff, it's about... One, it's about depression. Very upfront, it's about depression. Beyond that, it's about the desire for belonging and the pain that comes from with the rejection of that belonging. One of the biggest theories they talk about is the hedgehog's dilemma. You know, hedgehogs, when they get cold, they want to huddle together for warmth, but the closer together they get, the more they hurt each other because they're spiny.
Yeah.
And they compare humans to that sort of thing as well.
Wow.
There you go.
So toys.
Dense. Dense.
Yeah.
Dense.
Yeah, I like the sound of
that. And there's the stories behind the mechs and everything else like that. It's just like...
Yeah.
Y'all have some twisted something. What's going on over there?
There's so many components of it. Black Arachnia, you would very much like it. I feel like I've known you for a while, kind of know the kind of stuff you would like.
Yeah.
You would like this.
Yeah, I might have to check it out. For sure.
Yeah.
Do you have more toys from your endless box of toys?
No, that was it. That was it.
We finally reached the bottom.
You moved like four boxes. There's only two. What?
I know. It was like four things.
Like, sometimes we talk about them more. It. Sometimes it's just like, oh, got this. You know, we're not
consistent. Yeah, I kind of ran through them pretty quickly. I mean,
We don't have to spend 20 minutes on a toy. It's fine.
Talk about Omega.
You held that guy.
Do you like him? Are you happy with him? Is he all right? Or are you excited?
I am happy with him. You know, the Titans have been kind of okay.
I've honestly bought the ones I bought.
Exactly. And you have to, and I have to, because I'm trying to get a Classics version, Generations version, whatever, of every G1 character. That's why Aragon exists, because I wanted to do that. But Omega really benefits from separating into three components.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have to be so bulky in any one. And the way he splits apart is very cool, and the way he transforms is very cool. I feel like I could actually transform this for fun, whereas transforming Metroplex or Triptychon is just annoying.
Yeah. I've actually gotten to where, as my space gets more and more tight, that my Chug is what's shrinking. And like, I finally didn't pick up Omega Supreme because I'm like, I got a really good third-party Masterpiece version of it. And I think that's... Yeah, you know, it's where, like, I think you and, like, Lucas is like, screw Masterpiece, I'm going to go Chug. I'm more screw Chug, I'm going to go Masterpiece.
I would be more with you. Like, I would, if I had to choose, it would be Masterpiece.
Yeah. I mean, so, like, I still have Chug. Chug toys are fun.
Yeah.
You know, and, but what's staying more in my Chug is, like, the oddball stuff. That's, like, not going to get, like, all the Action Master homages and, you know, Fun Pub's Action Master homages. You know, that type of stuff, and less of the, you know, here's another Optimus Prime, you know.
Oh, boy. We're going to open that can of worms.
Yeah.
The Cybertron one was a nice, like, palette refresher, I guess. Like,
Magnus, that was, like, you know, I love that. Yeah. You should also get Hotshot. Hotshot is awesome.
I got to pick up some of those toys now.
The Jeep, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the blue Jeep. Yeah.
And, of course, they're going to do Cybertron Defense Scattershot from Impactor. We all know it. It's going to happen.
Watch it not happen.
It's going to happen.
No. What was the toy you willed into existence?
Reflector.
The Reflector was really... Like, I picked that one up. I mean, even though that's a case where I have, you know, a not Masterpiece Reflector from KFC. But, you know, and that one's also a toy version, which is nice. But that was actually a really fun release, so... Like, there's still spots in there, but it's going to become a lot more, I think, just highlights for me.
Remember, I even got the idea of the box close, and then I got Crimsy correct. I willed that thing into existence. You're welcome, Earth. I haven't decided what I'm willing into existence next. I think it's going to be Generation Selects Turbo Masters.
Turbo Master.
Do you have any? Do you have any power over third party toys?
Not really.
Damn.
Not so far.
What's Turbo Masters?
They're the little
Turbo Masters.
Like they're kind of like the BotBot guys, but they're like actual Transformers. So Black Arachne just came out with one, and a little Shockwave.
I think he's talking about something else.
Right? No,
Turbo? That's not correct.
No, I'm thinking of Turbo Chargers. My bad, Turbo.
You're thinking about Tiny Turbo Changers. Turbo Masters are Generation 1.5 Europe releases.
Okay.
Thunderclash, Rotorstorm, Boss Flash, Scorch.
Got it. I couldn't remember if it was like those or like the small ones. Like, I mean, they're right there. I just can't think of their names. I just blanked on their names. They've got the four of them.
The Accelerators.
Yeah, yeah, the Accelerators.
Yeah. Scram and Windbreaker and whatnot.
I was thinking Scarum, but I knew it wasn't Scarum.
Yeah, of course, Scram.
Yeah.
And Rapido.
But what Mouse Toys is going to do those though?
Am I far enough away from that interview to say that's definitely not happening?
Yeah, it's not happening. I think we all know that.
No.
All that
we know that
that's like 8 months ago. I guess it's far enough away.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah. All right. Well,
that was a fun episode of Microcasters.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've been going for about 45 minutes here. I think we're going to call it unless anybody's got any parting thoughts for tonight.
So when are we all getting together at TFCon to start drinking?
Oh, Friday. That should be tomorrow night, right?
Yeah. Well, like I said, me and Black Arachne will probably land around 9 if we're lucky. Maybe more like 10 o'clock.
What, Thursday?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, Thursday.
Okay, Thursday.
But yeah, Friday night, starting Friday night, everybody will definitely be hanging out. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun to see everybody.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. This is my first Transformers convention in like 5 years. So oh, wow. I'm really excited. Oh,
good times.
Well, one of our cast members has an important date on Friday, so we're going to have to celebrate with her.
Ah.
A date?
It's Anna's birthday.
Oh.
Oh, no,
not a date. Okay, it means a date.
Well, we have to toast to her. Yes, please.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
I'm
very excited. I'll be in at about 6, and I think my friends are going to like drag me off to go do laser tag.
Sounds fun.
Like, oh, great.
Listeners, if you're at TFCon, definitely, if you see us, flag us down and be like, hey, it's you.
Yeah, one day we'll be wearing our shirts. I don't know what day we're going to coordinate that or if we are, but I know Lucas is bringing shirts for everybody. What?
I haven't heard anything about a specific day.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to wear them like Saturday. It's probably the big day, you know, or if we're going to, you know, wear them Sunday. I don't know what it is, but I know he's brought them. So, you know, yeah, if you see us, definitely say hi to us. You know,
I'll be wandering around in cosplay all weekend. I'll probably wear the shirt on Saturday morning, like before I get in the costume. Awesome. Or maybe Saturday evening or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so who will you be if we won't recognize you?
Friday is a breakdown with this jacket, so it'll be really easy to spot me. This is the jacket I'll be wearing, and it's got, like, his name on the back of it. Saturday is a Magical Girl Seeker Trine. I'm doing that with Skywarp Breakdown and Thundercracker, or Skywarp Starscream with Thundercracker Saturday. And then Saturday evening, and I think all of Sunday will be, like, a human form of Breakdown, and I will be carrying around a massively huge hammer.
Cool.
Yeah, that's so. Can't wait to see that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, if you find the hammer, you'll find me.
Well, cool beans. Well, you know, everybody knows the spiel. You know, if you enjoy what we do, make sure to check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/TFYLP. I think we've finally had a new After Hours episode go up there. That's an exclusive content we do for that. We've taken a little break from it, but we're trying to work that back in now. You know, we have a bunch of shows. We will be having, or the plan is to have a live show from TFCon. At some point over the weekend, we'll give you information as soon as we have it.
I'm assuming we are participating in the, or at least attending, the podcast panel.
I have no
clue. Not as far as we know.
Oh, okay.
We're not cool enough, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, no, I had a feeling we were probably up there.
We have an open invitation to attend, we would like.
Okay.
So if any of you guys want to do that, you definitely can.
Yeah.
I mean, I will probably poke my head in. I mean, I don't mind being up there, but I don't know if we're going to be up there or not. But
do they have a schedule posted?
Mm-hmm. I totally missed it. Yes, it's enlisted since last week.
Okay.
Yesterday.
It meets the typical schedule, but yeah, okay. All the panels are there now.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the same panels that we've gone to for the last 4 years.
Well, last year was my only one, so I'm not too fresh-brained around it.
Yeah. So if you see us at the show, come up and say hi. So we'll have a live show.
We will say hi back.
Yes. We might have some fans in there.
I love friends, and I love hugs. Come give me hugs.
But yeah, then our other shows, you know, you can catch us normally, you know, again, event schedule a little differently, but, you know, Microcasters live Tuesday night on Facebook, Out to My Wallet here Wednesday night, and then, of course, the main show TFLP on Sunday in midday, and then we have Rick's Cut the Tape, which is pre-recording, goes up here and there. Paul does the TF Talk Weekly that usually airs on Monday. I don't think we had one this week, though. I think he had trouble getting some recordings done in time. But yeah, so, you know, definitely check us out and, you know, give us feedback. You can join us on the Facebook group. Let us know your thoughts, what you like, what you don't like. Everything's podcasts are uploaded everywhere. It's your favorite podcast supplier or whatever. But yeah, I think that's it for us. So goodbye, everybody. And we will see you at the show this weekend.
Bye. See you guys at TFCon.
This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure, a presentation of tftalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@tfylp.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.